Welcome to Health is Not a Club podcast. I'm Dawn Delahoney, health coach and personal trainer, and we are on to challenge number three. This is not a diet, it's an evidence-based behavior change program. And I'm going to start out by asking you, what is your why? And while you're thinking about that, I'm going to tell you what my why is. I've been in the fitness industry for a very long time. We'll leave it at that. And the information that's out there can be so confusing. There are some truths out there, but a lot of times they're mixed with some exaggerations and mistruths. For someone who hasn't grown up in the industry, it can be so overwhelming. And I personally get so discouraged when I see people give up because they've been had by some get-fit-quick scheme, or they're just overwhelmed with the information that is bombarding them. And I want to get out there that being healthy is not complex. It's actually simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. So that's my why. What's your why? A lot of people might say, well, my why is I want to lose weight, or I want to lower my blood pressure, or I want to get stronger, something like that. I want to ask you to think about that just a little bit more, a little bit deeper. And why? Why do you want to lose weight? There's something in your life that you can't do because your health is not where you want it to be. And it might just be, I want to live a long, good life, and my health numbers are telling me that's not really going to happen. So drill down to what is your real why. And this is the way that this program is going to work for you, because you're going to make it very personal for you. It's very customized for you, and that's how it's going to work. How can I help you? I can help by presenting these bite-sized truths to you in order of application. And that's what this podcast is. This is all evidence-based. It's not guessing. It's not trying to sell you anything. It's just evidence-based truths that will help you get from where you're at to where you want to be as far as your health is concerned. So that means if you're just starting with this podcast, you're not going to start with challenge number three. You're going to go back to the beginning and start with challenge number one, right? We're going to start by review challenge number two. And in challenge number two, we realized there is no way to exercise enough to make up for a bad diet. So for us, that means we have to figure out what we're consuming. And the challenge was actually, there was three things that you needed to do to complete challenge number two. One is weigh yourself. Remember, it's same time, same place, same scale, once a week. That's something that's going to be every week. Now, the two parts that were specific to challenge number two was, one, you needed to get some measuring spoons and cups, preferably a food scale. And the second part was, we're going to start tracking. And it can be as simple as writing it down with pen and paper. But that is not the best way. The best way, the most sustainable way, is going to be to find a food app that works for you. There's several of them out there. The one that I'm going to keep referring to is MyFitnessPal. It's the most popular one. It's got the largest food database right now. And it's very user-friendly. But if you find something else that works for you better, that is awesome. Do that. Part of challenge two was to find out how you're going to do this. And having a food app does have a little bit of time investment at the beginning, because you're going to have to download it. You're going to have to input your information. And there's a little bit of a learning curve with learning whatever app you choose. But I promise you, in the long run, it's a much more sustainable way of tracking your food than just trying to write it down. Let's move on to challenge three. Wait a second. We have to wait and see if you accomplish challenge two. If you accomplish challenge two, awesome. Great win. Even if you didn't track like 100% of everything all the time, if you got started tracking, that is absolutely a win. All right. And now as we're moving on to challenge three, this is probably the only challenge where if you didn't quite accomplish the previous one, you kind of have a bye week. because what we're going to do is this challenge has two parts. The first part is going to be best practices for tracking food. So if you haven't started tracking, we're going to give you this week to start tracking and employ these best practices to get it right. So you're going to have to double down, but you can continue on here. So best practices. Remember, our tracking has to be accurate, honest, and complete. Best practice number one, you have to track everything. Because the truth is, your body is tracking everything perfectly. What we're trying to do is tell your head what you are consuming so that your head can strategize to provide your body with what it needs without providing it what it doesn't need. That means in tracking everything, if you cook with oil, you got to track it. Use sauces like salad dressing, ketchup, barbecue sauce, it's got to be tracked. Creamer in your coffee, all your beverages, and even candies, mints, stuff like that. Everything has got to be tracked. So at first that can sound oppressive, but I promise you, it's just like having a budget for your money. When you budget properly, it provides you freedom because then you can spend money on clothes and not feel guilty. You can spend money to go out to eat and not feel guilty because it's all part of the plan. And that's the same thing with tracking your food. It provides freedom for you because it makes space for the things that you want to eat, and then you can just thoroughly enjoy them because you know it's part of your bigger plan. So it will remove stress. Now, learning has an element of stress to it, but I promise you, once you get past this learning curve, it will provide you freedom. Second best practice is you gotta measure accurately. You can't guess. And that might mean for a season reining in on eating out, because eating out involves a lot of guessing. To measure accurately, use your measuring spoons, measuring cup, and you level it off. When you're measuring liquid, you get down and look. Is it lined up with the cup measure? Eventually, you will learn what those measures are on your cups and bowls or whatever. So like on a drinking glass that you always use, you'll learn that a certain border on there always means 8 ounces. And so you won't have to keep measuring. Maybe a certain design on your bowl will show you a cup or 2 cups. You'll learn that eventually, but for right now, we don't know that. So you got to measure it and find out exactly what the accurate measure is. Other strategies for getting accuracy. In MyFitnessPal, they've got a food library that you can choose from when you're trying to log your food. I want to encourage you, stick with the things that have the little green shield next to them. Those things have been verified as accurate. The other things may or may not be accurate because anybody can input those and make them available for public use. So stick to the things that have the green shield. Also on MyFitnessPal, they have the option to scan the barcode of a package of food that you're eating. You can scan the barcode. It'll pull up exactly what's in that food item and make it super easy to log it. So if you want to track this all on your own, you're going to have to look up on the internet what is in that food that you ate. One site you can use is CalorieKing.com. Now, I got to warn you, they got a lot of ads that would personally drive me crazy, but the information is there. If you're going out to eat, a lot of the restaurants, the chain restaurants, they have menus that you can download, and it'll have the nutritional information on there. Best practice number two, make sure that you're tracking accurately. Best practice number three is track food before you eat it. That means you're coming up with a plan beforehand, because if you track it after, well, you're kind of looking in your rearview mirror because you're like, oh gosh, I probably shouldn't have eaten so much of that or something else. And you don't have the freedom that you do if you track it beforehand. So track your meals before you eat them. At the very least, track them right after you eat them. Don't try and do it at the end of the day or the next day, because guaranteed you're going to forget something. So the other part of this is Do not track them while you're eating the meal. You want to enjoy your meal. You want to be mindful about it. And we're going to talk more about that later. But for right now, if you didn't get it tracked before you ate it, absolutely don't do it while you're eating. Just pick it up when you get done eating. Best practice number 4, get some accountability. And this is where you can get a health coach involved. Health coach is going to help to hold you accountable. Otherwise, you can get a group of friends. You can get family. But I'm going to give you a warning here. Make sure you align with someone who's got the same goals as you do. Don't just align with someone who wants to hang out with you because you're so cool. Because if they don't have the same goals as you do, then it's going to be more harmful than helpful. So for as far as tracking food and getting healthy, align yourself with someone who's on the same page as you are. Okay, challenge number 3 has 2 parts, I told you. First part was best practices. Second part is life is worth living right now. So here's the second part of the challenge is get out and enjoy life. Get out and do something. Go for a walk. Be a tourist in your own town. Start a hobby. Learn a new skill. Something. Get out and do something that does not involve food. And we integrate food into most everything. And this might prove to be a challenge. Well, it is a challenge. It's challenge number 3, part 2. You have 1 week. Remember, this is behavior change. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. I'll give you a quick review for challenge number 3, best practices for accurate, honest, and complete food tracking. 1, track everything. 2, measure accurately, don't guess. 3, track before, not during eating. And 4, get some accountability. Part 2, life is worth living. Start thinking about activities you enjoy that don't involve food and start doing them. Okay, if you have any questions, remember you can email me at hello@dawndalhoney.com or head over to healthisnotaclub.com to the connect page and we can connect that way. So let's meet again at challenge number 4. In the meantime, live life well this week and take care.